For millions of women who get mammograms in the U.S. every year, they could have a new kind of choice when they arrive at the doctor's office. I'm talking about the difference between getting a traditional screening or maybe getting a so-called 3D mammogram. A number of studies have found that this technology is more accurate at detecting cancer, but the long-term differences are still unclear. Michelle Andrews is a contributing columnist at Kaiser Health News. Hi there, Michelle.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Well, first of all, just quickly explain to us sort of the functional differences or the technological differences between 2D and 3D mammograms.
Well, women typically get a 2D mammogram, and that 2D stands for two-dimensional. It usually is a front image and a side image in the machine that, you know, presses your breast between those two plates. All women know what that that's like. While a 3D image is the same kind of feel for women, but instead of just getting that front and side view, it actually, the x-ray arcs across your breast and gets a lot of different slices so that it can see many different angles and different images of your breast.
Does that make it more accurate, or can then doctors sort of view more deeply into the breast tissue because of this?
It typically shows is more sensitive is how they describe it.
Okay.
And so, yes, it does pick up more. That's certainly true.
And so pick up more meaning down to the, like, what does that mean? Like, is it resolution or what?
It'll pick up more lesions, more abnormalities. And it also allows technicians to view the breast without overlapping tissues, which can sometimes be a problem with our standard 2D mammogram.
Okay, so I guess the overall hope then there is better and more accurate diagnoses. But are there downsides to this 3D technology?
There are some concerns, yes. First of all, it's pricier, and you may have to pay for it out of pocket because not all insurers cover it. It can cost about $50 extra. Although some states do require it, so that's uncertain, but you'd want to check. While it will pick up more, as I said, abnormalities, we don't necessarily know if those are abnormalities that are problematic. And so there is a risk of overdiagnosis in those cases, of course. You know, if you go looking for something, you may find it, but we don't have such a great ability at this time to know whether something is going to be a bad cancer down the road or cause you problems down the road. So you might get unnecessary testing and procedures. The other thing is that there is more radiation in many cases with this 3D test, because typically you get both a 2D and a 3D image when you get your 3D. Sometimes that's done with technology, with software, but sometimes they actually take two separate x-ray shots, and then you get twice the radiation. So that's something that you'd want to check before you go ahead with it.
I see. Well, overall, are we likely to see doctors more often use these 3D systems?
We're certainly seeing an increase in their availability. There are about 30% more of them now available in imaging centers, and that's just an increase in 1 year. So, yes, I think it's in very much likely that women are going to be offered this test more frequently.
Wow. Well, Michelle Andrews is a contributing columnist at Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.